The essence of the light is to guide our walk. There can be problems outside us. There must not be problem within. Don't protect corruption. Don't edge corruption. Don't face corruption. Expose it. Let light shine on it.
The words that I speak unto you are spirit and life, meant to make you grow. The light of God shines in every heart that desires to know God in His true nature. You are welcome to this divine feast at the table of the Lord as we journey from one level of faith to another by the revelation of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Through His minister, we believe you'll be richly blessed.
Hallelujah. Let's say amen. The mercy of the Lord to our generation is massive. Like Pastor Favor was saying earlier today, how come it took 4 years for a man of God to be looking for Holy Ghost that some of us received the same day we got born again? Some of us, they just called us out in church. How many of you are not born again, are not baptized in the Holy Ghost? And you just came out, and some people, they lay hand on them. Some people, they just touch them. Some people, they did not even touch them. Some people just started speaking, even when they did not know. In fact, we have our children in the house who speak in tongues first before they start speaking in English. Yes, we have them. I was hearing the other day that baby started speaking in tongues. And it's not a lie. Brethren, I say it's not a lie. Eh? If some people can born child immediately and they are speaking some chant incantation to them and they believe that that incantation makes meaning, how can we have children in this atmosphere and speaking in tongues be a problem for them? So don't shut them down. Don't laugh at them when you hear them speaking in tongues. There was a day, I don't know which meeting we're having, one of the children just started kappa, 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 kappa. And the adults just look by and say laughing. Please don't do that. Don't make them feel strange. They are in the house of their father. I grew up in a society where idolatry was very fluid. Eh? When they are doing the idol, they do it broad daylight. They don't exempt their little children from ministering to their idols. Abby, have you not seen little children being possessed by spirits? So why will only ghosts not feel our children? Do they need to go through your own? No. I'm just saying that if there was a time, and that's not very far when that Baba was saying, no, it's not very far time ago, right? Even if, no matter how old that man is, he can't be more than 70 or 80. Abi? So it's not more than maybe 40, 50 years ago. Now, imagine how Holy Ghost was in Nigeria 80, 100 years ago. Holy Ghost was very few. Eh? But today, Holy Ghost is everywhere. Abi? You see, I want to read a scripture, you know, the first scripture that came to my heart is to let us know that God is not small. Olorun okere. That was the, that Olorun wa okere. Can you say that? Our God is not small. And when He gets somewhere, He wants to multiply. God does not want to remain as He is. He always wants to do what? He wants to multiply. And that's why almost everything He gives us small. Right? And then, from small, then we do what? We multiply. Do you know how much you have multiplied in the last 15, 20, 50, 40, 70 years? Do you know how much you have multiplied? Hallelujah. So I said, the water you drank, even if it's only one sip you took in these last 7 days, you just took only one sip. I said it will multiply. Yeah. You don't get it. If it's one cup you were able to drink, only one cup, you were only able to drink one, they gather everything. The measure was how many? One cup or one bottle. I'll be 1 gallon. Some people drank 1 gallon. Some people is a whole barrel. No matter how much it is, it's still minute to what God is, where God is taking you to. I say you will multiply. That thing that God has begun in you will become a river. I said it will become a river. Go to Genesis chapter 2, verse 10. He said, and a river, say a river, went out of garden to water the garden. And from thence, it did what? It did what? You will part. It's righteousness that parts. I say you will part. And it became into what? It became into what? God does not want to remain small in us. He wants to multiply. When God began with Adam, he was not looking at only Adam. He wanted to have a whole generation to himself, right? Though sin always have a way of drying up rivers, the enemy of man does not like river. Sin likes to dry up river. And that's why you see that flesh is a technology of turning spirit to dust. That is flesh. It's a technology in the enemy to turn what God has made living to be what? To become dust. But God does not work with dust generation. Where God is going to, we may be, there is a scripture in Deuteronomy. How many of us are still reading our Bible? Somebody saying hallelujah. If you know you are owing, no problem. If you know you are a debtor, start paying back your debts. Don't wait till where you have plenty resources to pay back the debts. Take for instance, somebody who owes 5 million naira in the Nigeria of today. I hope you know that's big money. And his job is only giving him 150,000 naira. How is he going to pay back 1 million? What man will say is go and be looking for the money. But what God will say is that the little you have, pay it back. Don't wait till where you can sit down and read. Some of you are owing one old book. The old book of Leviticus you did not read. Leviticus was what brought the, dropped your, go back and start paying. While you are keeping today's own, when you keep today's own, pay back some chapters. Do you understand? Pay it back. Remember, there is a time they will come and check. The way God made it, there is nobody that is not owing. It is, don't be swallowed up in your debt. Don't allow your debt to say, ah, I cannot pay. Whoa, it's better I go and kill myself. Have you seen people do that? Have you seen people do that? Then they go and kill themselves. Will the debts be paid? Then they owe much more on top of that debt. They owe man and they owe God. Hallelujah. I learned that in the law, if you try to commit suicide and is not successful, they will arrest you. If man can hold you responsible for trying to take your own life, what will God do much more to you? The way angels will flog you, they will flog you for a long time. So in this matter, don't die. Say, I will not die. To die is to give up. To say, whoa, whoa. And don't keep debts that you think God will not remember. You know, some of us say, well, let me continue from today. Those ones you left, like that story that Pastor Dixon told us some years ago, don't cut your cross short. You remember that story of the man that was going with plenty of bread. Everybody was carrying their cross and told himself, this cross is too big. Who does this kind of thing? Whoa! And Satan suggested to him, cut small. Now, it's not to carry cross. No problem. Cut the day, first day he cut it, it looked like he was smart. And he kept cutting. Anytime he feels tired, he will cut small away. Until that cross became like something he hung on his neck. And he was strolling. Joy like a river. Joy like a river. You know that kind of thing. When others are dragging their own cross, his own is tied to his neck. Did he not look wise? But they got to a gulf where that gulf is customized to the person, to the cross of the person standing there. And everybody just put their cross over the gulf and they cross and then they carry their cross again. So by the time he got there, lo and behold, what happened to his cross? His cross cannot cross. So they told him, what to? Go back. Go and carry another cross. When did we start reading Bible? Who remember the month we started reading Bible? Eh? June. June 2027 is not far. Some of you are looking, you are cutting corners. Don't cut corner. Don't cut corner. Don't cut corner. That Bible you are reading will do what pastor cannot do. The day where God will have to use the Bible to appear to you, pastor will not be there. So don't cut corners. And the Lord will bless you. Some people did not say amen. Did I discourage you? No. Because God is not playing. God is not joking. Hallelujah. Go to Deuteronomy chapter 7. That's the first place I want to take my thoughts from this morning. Deuteronomy chapter 7 is a wonderful, in fact, Deuteronomy from chapter 1. I don't know how many chapters Moses stood. It got to a point I had to pause. Ha! Deuteronomy is not, I used to think it's a jivey book. It's heavy. Heavy words from a man who knows that his life was going. Ah. Let's see verse 6. It says, for thou art an holy people unto the Lord thy God. The Lord thy God hath done what? Chosen thee to be a special people. To who? Unto himself above all the people that are upon the face of the earth. Say amen. Amen. If the Lord said this to a people that were given a covenant that is called shadow of the one to come, how much more the original? It says, see, verse 7, say, for the Lord did not set his love upon you, nor chose you, because ye were more in number than any people. For ye were the fewest of all people. Can you imagine that? Some of us think today we are the most sinful person on this earth. And that's why God chose you. You are the most unserious spiritually. Ah, that is exactly why he chose you. You are the most unspiritual. You are the most unserious. He said, I did not choose you. The reason I did not choose you because you met up to the requirement. It's even because you were the least of the requirement. You know, if any God will choose a people to worship him, he should choose massive people of number so that worship can redound well. Hallelujah. But see, God went to the fewest people of all people. Can you imagine? He said, but because the Lord loved you, and because he would keep the oath which he had swore unto your fathers, And the Lord brought you out with a mighty hand and has redeemed you out of the house of bondage. From the hand of Pharaoh, the king of Egypt. Know therefore. Can we read verse 9 together? Know therefore that the Lord thy God is God, the faithful God, which keepeth covenant and mercy with them that love him and keep his commandment. To a what? Ah, if only our mind can really fully capture what this verse is saying. Know ye therefore, O Lydia, that the Lord thy God is God. Is God. The faithful God. I like that song we normally sing. Faithful God, that's who you are. How great are you. Reliable God. How great are you. Your goodness yesterday gives me strength for it. Praise God. Do you know there is, no matter how much swallowed up your presence is in difficulty, do you know there was a time you called God faithful? Think, sit down. There was a time that you saw him, you accounted him faithful. And take that his faithfulness for a strength for today. Since the day I saw that song, I said, wow, it's amazing. If God, if I survived yesterday, what will happen to my today? I will do better. And if I do better today, what will my tomorrow be? It will be best. Hallelujah. So we'll look just a few. I just want to tell us that we look few today, the word of righteousness look as if it's the most uncommon message among the body of Christ. Do you used to feel that? Especially when people ask you, which church do you go to? You just say, oh, it's not one of the mainstream churches. Have you said that before? I say, no, if you are in Living Faith or you are in Redeem, it's easier to say, right? What does a church teach? You even feel short of words. You don't know how to say it. Abi? We look few. Let me tell you, we will not remain few. I'm not telling you to boost your faith. Mm-mm. When something is of God, it doesn't remain small. When I started going to Beacon, not long years ago, I my first Beacon was in Helimburg. I don't know. I know a few of us were there too. I don't think we're up to 200. Were we up to 200? I know. Mommy, you were there now. Were we up to 200 in Helimburg? Daddy, you were there. Chateau 200 in Helimburg. They can divide Helimburg. Maybe 4, we almost come out. 3 Helimburg come out of this place. Even 4, yes. Because got to a point that Allah is sumo adugo. So we just feel it's not until you see plenty people you believe God. You know what daddy said? Daddy Bishop. He said to somebody, say, is it until you see baby fall out of your body before you believe God? No, the only thing I want to do here today, and I will not take long, is that you must have grace to believe God. Inability to believe God is dryness. And Satan labors. See, let me tell you, he's a professional dryer of water. And the terrain we are, because he's the God of this world, he knows how to dry water from every kind of soul. Let me tell you, this week, he will come after you. Yes, say amen. Because that, and let me tell you, just as some people who have gone ahead of us, many have overcome him. See that woman? He cast water after her. That water was not for her. It was so dry her up. See, when she overcome, she went to, they took her to a place where she was nourished. Are you seeing? It looks as if it's opposite. She was taken to a wilderness to be nourished. Is it nourishing in wilderness? To tell you that that water was opposite. Let me tell you, before the next allocation, he will attack us to dry water. But let me tell you, because of what the Lord has done in us, your water will not dry. Instead of your water to dry, it will multiply. The same measure that it takes to fill, is it really true? Let me tell you, don't add a single measure to it. It is the same measure you need to say it is true. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Let's go to Psalm 67. Psalm 67. God be merciful unto us. And do what? This chapter, we will go and eat it. We all. It just looks like when daddy was teaching us his numbers, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord makes his face to shine upon you. When daddy was teaching that scripture, this psalm is just exactly like that chapter. Numbers chapter 6. So let's go back. We are going to read together. We are going to read psalm together. It's going to be our psalm. We are going to wave it like a torch. Hallelujah. Amen. And when you wave the torch, when you wave light of the gospel, do you know what happens? It gets brighter. So are you with me? Can we read together? God, be merciful unto us and bless us, and cause his face to shine upon us, that thy way may be known upon the earth, thy saving health among all nations. Let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee. Oh, let the nations be glad and sing for joy. For thou shalt judge the people righteously and govern the nations upon the earth. Let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee. And then the earth shall yield her increase. And God, even our own God, shall bless us. Amen. Verse 7 together. God shall bless us, and all the ends of the earth shall fear him. Let's say amen. Amen. God has worked his mercy in these last 7 days. He has been merciful. He has opened eyes. He has opened ears. He has given strength to feeble, knees to walk. He has been merciful to us on the matter of our soul salvation, right? We have heard teachings of how God wants us to be in health, but he has to first start from the soul. You know, Mommy Ellie came yesterday and said, many diseases in our body is tied to disease in our soul. I've heard our daddy say it before, that even this matter of ulcer, go and check. Anybody that have ulcer tendency is a highly emotional person. Is that emotional towards anger or emotional towards worry? Let me tell us. Do you know that malaria, fever, was a curse in the days of the children of Israel? Is there? I saw it. I can't remember the way they describe it. I say, malaria ray. There's a way they describe it. That maybe hotness of the body from within. God wants to heal us. You know, God prefers it most when we are in health. But Satan, like daddy said yesterday, okay, said the Lord shall smite thee with what? A consumption. With a fever. With an inflammation, with an extreme burning, and with the sword, and with blasting, and with mildew, and they shall pursue thee until thou perish. When I went to check consumption is malaria. Yes, consumption is old English for when fever burns the body from within and doesn't break. It's malaria. It's the fall that brought malaria. Malaria is not original sickness. It's a soul disease trouble. Do you know, our daddy used to say that he used to have malaria very well as a young person. Have you heard him say that? That he used to have malaria a lot. Doesn't mean when you have malaria now, you are cursed. No. I'm just saying, it's a result of the fall. It's a work of fall in our body. Are you getting me? I said that to say, there was a time where it was not available. Where it was not popular. Just like you are seeing that some diseases have become popular that was not popular during our parents' time, Abby. When our parents hear it, Jesus, Jesus. Imagine if you tell a grandmother that her grandchild wants to give birth with a cesarean operation. Eh? She will just start crying. Abby? One of my grandma said, that her daughter, that she know that God is faithful. But why did God open eye and see her daughter have CS? Eh? She know that God is faithful, sha. But there was a time where that was not the option. I don't know if you are getting me. And lives was not set at destruction. I'm not saying that there will come a time where you will not use drug again. No, I am saying there is a time where health will pour forth from our spirits. You know, our spirit is in health. That's what we are taught in School of Life today, Abby. Our spirit is not healed. It's in health. Anyone that has believed Jesus as his Lord and Savior, his spirit is seated with Christ in the heavenly places. He's seated. Our spirit is redeemed. Our spirit is life. But the soul is still very distant from the spirit. The labor in this convention is that the soul must come to health. Because the soul has plenty disease. Ah, the disease of the soul. Ah, you think it's the body that have disease? The disease of the soul is more than the disease of the body. Ah, soul. Even when soul see himself, soul will fear himself. Ha, the disease of soul. He got to a point, he said, the heart of man, he said, the soul of man is desperately what? Wicked. Who can know it? Ha, it's like bottomless pit. So, keeps morphing and morphing. So, if not for the mercy of the gospel, the measure of wickedness that the soul would have churned out. Somebody went to buy goats some weeks ago. Went to buy goats. They wanted to use goat for something. And they bought the goat. And look at the goat. Say, this goat looks pregnant. Eh? The person I selling goat say, God forbid. I don't have pregnant goat. Say, this goat, this stomach is big. Say, it's big. It's a big goat. Say, whoa, if he's pregnant, whoa, Ogure. Cost himself very well. By the time they got to where they want to use goats, lo and behold, not one baby inside the goat. It's not one baby. The people that bought the goat were so sad. They were so sad. The person that sold this goat is a wicked person. Is it that the person that sold the goat did not know? It's money. I said the person working on it, I said, the person that sold this goat can kill human being. That is wickedness in man. What journeyed man to a point where he can kill for money? What took man to that point? Wickedness, disease. That was why, David got to a point and said, it's inside sickness my mother born me. Inside sickness. By the time he thought about himself, by the time he think it to the right, soul is in sickness. Think it to the left, soul is in sickness. Abba! There is nothing soul meets that soul does not corrupt. The soul of man is desperate, continually wicked. For David, to be blinded by lust until he kill his fellow man. I mean David, the man after God's heart. When they woke him up from that slumber, is sin is inside my intestine. Like daddy said to us, it's cancerous. It's what? But you know that in our generation, they are beginning to use a kind of light to kill cancer. And people are recovering from it faster than before. I believe the recovery of cancer in Nigeria is more than even those abroad. You know why? Because our body is still better than their own. If man can use light to kill cancer, what will the light of the gospel do to sin in us? And that's why we must not... See, don't hide yourself from light this season. No. This season. The best way to assess all that the Lord has done, as you are hearing the instruction, as the instructions and commandments are coming, what should you be doing? Open up. Receive it. Don't explain it. Don't explain it. I said, don't explain it. Tell somebody, say, don't explain it. Don't explain it. That explanation is that sin is trying to hide. Sin is a living spirit. You know why sin is very dangerous? It's a living spirit. We have read a lot of stuff in this last 1 week. Is it our daddy that preached? I don't know which of fathers that said, sin started from where? We are in heaven. We are from the very presence of God. So that spirit is a spirit. If it's not spirit, it can't be. There's nothing there that is not spirit, right? But it's a wicked spirit. It's a wicked spirit that brought down a cherub that was seeing God face to face, so to speak. In a measure, this cherub was seeing God face to face. You know one beautiful thing? Let's see that Matthew. Daddy read it yesterday. Eh? Matthew chapter 3. Hallelujah. Amen. Verse 16. He said, and Jesus, when he was baptized, went up straight out of the water. And lo, the heavens were opened unto him. He saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lightning upon him. And lo, a voice from heaven saying, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. The rejoicing of heaven over Jesus at that point was that his raising, his building has appeared before the Father, and it aligned with what is in their own. No, Jesus was not born God. He wasn't born God. He wasn't born the beloved Son. This beloved Son, he was not born like that. He just obeyed righteousness with his soul. Kept obeying righteousness. He got to a point that God called him beloved. Let me tell you, our obedience of righteousness in this season is not for naught. If you obey righteousness and it does not give you visible reward, know that something is happening to your soul. Something is happening to your soul. And very soon you will appear. I say you will appear. Amen. And when you appear, you will not be ashamed. Is it John that said it? He said, we know that the Son of God. 1 John chapter 3 verse 2, yes. Beloved, now we are the sons of God. We are not sons of God by mouth. We are sons of God because we have received things that God used to bet his sons. He said, but it does not yet appear what we shall be. Can you imagine? We are a measure of son, but there's something else we shall be. Brethren, the labor in this season is that Satan must not shut down your ability to believe God. Sometimes God will use natural things to teach us to believe him. But what he really wants us to believe him, really, what will make him happy, what will create, what will form us, what will build us, is to believe him for things that he himself has that are invisible to man. When we believe him for his own things, for his own things. Like we heard yesterday, praise will redound to him. Hallelujah. Satan does not like us to believe God. He hates it. Because anytime man believes God, it resonates with something in God and it also destroys something in him. Hallelujah. What God wants to make at the end of this season, what he wants to make us, let's see Ephesians chapter 1. Hallelujah. Are we being blessed? I say you will find grace. You will believe against all hope. You just discover that your ability to believe, you don't even know how you are doing it, but you are sure doing it. You are sure believing God. Ephesians chapter 1. Having predestinated us, verse 5, to the adoption of children by himself, by Jesus Christ, to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will. We will give God pleasure. To the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he has made us accepted in the beloved. Let's say amen. Okay, let me take verse 4. Verse 4 was actually my target. According as he has chosen us in him before the foundation of the world. That's what? That's what? Please put your name in that we. That's what? That leaders should be holy and without blame before him. Do you believe this? Do you believe this? You know, some people met Jesus and say, you keep talking about the work of God. Are you the only one that will do the work of God? What about we? We too want to do the work of God. What shall we do to do the work of God? What did he say? He said, believe. He said, believe. And that's why this season you will labor in knowledge. The knowledge of God is not for naught. As you keep believing and you keep using, as you keep believing, you know, one thing the Lord will do for us, especially for those of us in the Ondo Church and diaspora brethren, is that heaven will open opportunity for you to use what you have believed. Many of us, you believe, oh, but if they say, come and say it, come and say what you have believed, many of us are afraid. I say the Lord will beat you out of your comfort zone. We can be holy. If Bible say we should be holy, they did not say we are holy, right? Should be holy. And what? And what? Without blame. Blame is disease. Blame is soul disease. Soul sickness is iniquity. Abi? When the Lord sees us, we are full of blame. Even we ourselves, we know that we have blame. We know that there are things in us that is blamable. We see our brethren, we see blame. We see ourselves, we see blame. Right? But God says we should be blameless. We should be holy and without blame. It means that the document that we have received in this season will be removing blame from us. Blame of inconsistency. You know that is a disease. You know that there are some diseases that is not a sin. Hello. It's not sin that is made manifest. But it's also sin. Inability to stand by your word is sin. Because if man cannot trust you, say it's God that will trust you. Abi? Say, I'm coming, no, I will come. This coming, I will do what? I will come. And you did not come. You did not send message to say, sorry, the coming I said I will come. I cannot come. Some of us don't see it bad. It just goes like that. Nothing. It doesn't pinch you. It's deadness. I said it's deadness. Where you cannot stand by your word is deadness. Even God exhausts word. So they are going to make us. They are going to now heal that inconsistency. Some of us, we say it, doesn't matter whether it happens or not. It doesn't matter. That's why in money matter, you are not faithful. Amen? If you are not faithful with keeping to time, you cannot be faithful with money. It's the same thing. If you are not faithful with money, you cannot be faithful with life. Yes. So in this season, they are going to be healing those diseases. Which means they are going to expose us. They will expose us. They will expose us to difficult situations. And then they will call forth their life in us. In the name of Jesus. Every enemy in our souls, enemy against our becoming holy without blame. In this season, I like the teaching that we went through yesterday, the last teaching, that says faith is what? What did Reverend K call faith? Faith is water. Abby? Spirit is what? Faith is water. And that's why every child of God has a measure of it. My sole assignment today is to ensure that your water will not dry. Yeah. You know that when they say something from water has become charity, that water became wine. Charity is wine. And wine is spirit. That is, we must be born of water and of spirit. Hallelujah. Amen. Water is word. Did you hear word? If you did not hear it, no problem. You can still go back and restream it. When you are restreaming, sit down with it. Take at least 5 things from every message you listen to and begin to pray about it. If you can do that to all the messages in this season, wow, you would have had plenty water. You would have had plenty water. And what they do before they can turn water to wine, it has to go through many processes. First of all, the water will be filled. And that's why you must consistently be filled by the Spirit. Say, I must consistently be filled. We must say, but in ah, all that, those things that we must consistently keep laboring. But after they filled us, Daddy said that the next point of water is doctrine, right? We must now turn water to doctrine. It is the Holy Ghost that turns water to what? To doctrine. In the process of turning from one pot to the other, I hope you know that Pastor Alfred was one that taught us that in one TVP, that they did not just fill the 6 pots like go and fetch water, you put in pot one. They turned pot one to pot two and filled pot one again, right? And when it settled, they turned pot two to pot three, right? And turned pot one to pot two. So how many pots are filled? And they consistently do that until the 6 pots were filled to the brim. That is the process of cleansing. It is that turning that is doctrine. So you keep turning doctrine. The first time you do doctrine, you take doctrine. Go pure. It's not pure and they are not angry with you. So don't say, that brother is a liar. He said he will do it, he did not do it. No. And you too, don't say, I said I will do it and I did not do it, so I give up. Allow the Lord to pour you into another pot. Allow the Lord to pour you into the next pot. Keep, just continue until the 6 pots are filled. The process, you know, I used to ask the question, at what point did the water become wine? Whose faith, gone, turned the water to wine? Is it faith of Jesus? Yes, Jesus knew that could happen. But it is those workers that did that, then drew to go and give. When they got to that point, the matter was sealed. I say, you will believe God. You will believe God so much in this season that you will shame the enemy. In the name of Jesus. Can we pray for this afternoon? I want you to pray, Lord, awaken my heart of faith. Every word you have spoken in this season, I choose to believe. I choose to believe. I choose to believe. I choose to believe. I receive grace to turn all the measures of what I received to wine. I come to the Spirit of the Word. You are not praying. You are not praying. Remember, we have emissaries in the house who said they came with blessings earlier. They said they came with blessings. I want us to tell the Lord, I receive messages. mercy for my vessel to have capacity to carry you fully in the name of Jesus. I receive mercy. I receive mercy. I receive the mercy of faith. I choose to believe. I choose to believe. I choose to believe. They even said they brought natural blessing. I want you to say to the Lord, that natural thing, that thing in the natural that seemed to be giving you issues, I want you to receive wisdom out of that matter. Don't just say, Lord, come and do it. No. Ask the Lord for wisdom. Say, Lord, I receive wisdom. Lord, I receive wisdom. I receive wisdom. I receive wisdom. I receive wisdom. Wisdom from above. Wisdom from above. Wisdom from above. Wisdom from above. Wisdom that is higher than I. That is higher than where I am now. I receive wisdom. We must be in health. Our soul prospers in this season. And our body will be in health. If you are having a challenge, ask the Lord for wisdom. Wisdom. We receive grace to cover up every place we have lacked in reading our Bibles, in keeping communion with the Holy Spirit. We receive grace. We receive grace. We recover. We recover. We recover. We recover. That interest that we lost, that interest that we lost, come alive much more than even when we began. In the name of Jesus, we receive grace to keep submitting to righteousness process. To righteousness process. In the name of Jesus. Lord, you have exposed our souls to the light of your word today. Throughout this week, you kept exposing us to light. Melt stones, melt stones, melt stones, melt stones, melt stones. You are the one, Father, that called those things that be not as though they were. We receive grace to be holy, to be blameless, to be redeemed from our people, to be redeemed from our nations, to be redeemed from our tongue. Malaysia Barata Rakabandele Suatala Brabalagaya. When we open the Bible, we see Jesus. When we listen to men say, we see Jesus. Erebeka Shabarabara Telebriaka Erebelebelebelegadelia Jeteleke Buranda Labranga Diaka Pasta Zotelebelegadale Brianka Sobrakataya. I feel I should pray for people amongst us that are having marital issues. Your marriage is a burden in your heart. It's a burden. You are not happy by any means, whether by the spouse or situations that surround the family. You are just not happy. We receive the incursion of heaven over your home. We receive the incursion of angels. Those angels that came, they will touch your family. They will touch your family. It could be financial pressure. It could be pressure from your extended family. It could be a pressure that you cannot tell anybody. Arabaka, okesia. Jelemene kwataya, sambre menegadiela. Jetelebre katelia namananto. Oyasia, oyasia, oyasia. Aramanta, elebereke suetelaba, etuakaya. Some people are so afraid that they will not get it right in marriage. They are so afraid that they have become delirious that God can still do it. I pray for you. Be redeemed. Be redeemed from that fear. That fear is not of God. It's not a fear from righteousness. It's not a God-given fear. It's not the fear of the Lord. Be redeemed. Be redeemed. Be redeemed. Hey, Pastor Tokwe said yesterday, can you tell the Lord that matter? Open it up to the Lord. Say it to the Lord by yourself. Say it to the Lord. Lord, on this issue. Lord, on this issue. Father, on this matter. Open your mouth and talk to Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father.
We believe you've heard the voice of the Lord by virtue of the words that has come unto you. Why don't you make it a date with us in any of our meetings? You can join us on Wednesdays for special teaching with Reverend Busuyi Olabode by 5 p.m. and Sundays by 8 a.m. at Eternal Life Embassy, 175 Adeyemi College Road beside Mercyland Hospital, Ondo. For more information, please call 0806-509-8130 or 0703-395-8818 or visit our website www.fmli.org. Remain blessed.